Taiwan President Chen Shui-bian's hold on political power remained precarious Monday in the wake of a criminal investigation that has already seen his wife charged with a major crime. Opponents are vowing to force him out of office with a recall referendum, and even some members of his own Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP, are suggesting he step aside temporarily. After a four-month probe, prosecutors formally indicted Taiwan First Lady Wu Shu-chun last week and announced there was also enough evidence to prosecute Mr. Chun himself. The two are accused of siphoning off at least $450,000 in public funds for personal use. In a televised address Sunday night, Mr. Chen admitted he did falsify some paperwork, but described his actions as white lies and said the money he took was used in the national interest. He refused to say what he did with the money, however, saying that must remain confidential for national security reasons. Taiwan's opposition Kuomintang Party, or KMT, was pushing for Mr. Chen's resignation even before the criminal charges were revealed. The KMT is now leading new efforts for a recall motion in parliament. Ma Ying-jeou, the Taipei mayor and KMT chairman, says his party has run out of patience. He says it is unacceptable for Mr. Chen to remain president and called on the DPP to, in his words, clean house. Two previous recall attempts this year have failed because passage would require support by at least 14 members of Mr. Chen's party. But in the wake of Friday's indictment, DPP members are now under heavy pressure to support the recall. If a recall motion did pass, a referendum would be held to determine whether Mr. Chen should be removed from office. DPP lawmaker Chen Yun-peng suggests that Mr. Chen voluntarily step aside right now. Cheng says this case has inflamed bitter conflict between the ruling and opposition parties. He suggests Mr. Chen take some time off and concentrate on his wife's trial. Mr. Chen has immunity from prosecution while in office, but in Sunday's speech he vowed to resign if his wife is convicted. Shi Mingde, a former chairman of the DPP, dismisses that as a stalling measure, saying the legal process could take years. He says for anyone who has any sense, President Chen's response to the charges is unconvincing. He says it breaks his heart as a former DPP chairman to see where Mr. Chen has taken the party. Shi is leading thousands of Taiwan residents in anti-Chun rallies this week. He has vowed to hold round-the-clock sit-ins in Taipei until the president steps down. Mr. Chun's insistence on discretion regarding public money is not unprecedented in Taiwan, where much of the island's diplomacy is conducted in secrecy. Senior members of the DPP are expected to meet on Wednesday to determine their next move. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.